This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My best friend, and I love you.
I love you.
Love you.
The ghost of today, Tuesday, March the 29th, is upon the air in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Well, it's the Good Day program with me, Doug Steffen, and my friend Kara Schillen is ready to go to work in this hour. That's the item that has more people talking than anything else, sort of a sad reality. This pastor from Tennessee who was shot by police when he pulled his gun in the Capitol building in Washington. If you've not heard the story, his name is Larry Russell Dawson. He was shot by police after he pulled a gun in the visitor center. This is 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday, after a scheduled active shooter drill in the building. They have those, the Capitol Police have these from time to time. As you can imagine, the visitors in the Capitol building went screaming and running and yelling from the building. Here is the police chief in the Capitol, Matthew Vendero, at a press conference.
Thousands of people visit the United States Capitol and member offices, and over 2 million people a year are screened through the Capitol Visitor Center. Today at approximately 2:39 p.m., an adult male subject entered the North Screening Facility of the Capitol Visitor Center. During routine administrative screening, the individual drew what appeared to be a weapon and pointed it at officers. An officer fired and struck the suspect, who was subsequently treated by medical personnel. The suspect was taken into custody and transported to the hospital for treatment. A weapon was recovered on the scene. The congressional complex was locked down, and USTP ordered a shelter in place. Based on the initial investigation, at approximately 3:40 p.m., the lockdown was lifted in all buildings except for the CVC, which remains processing for crime scene. An uninvolved 35 to 45-year-old female bystander also suffered what appeared to be minor injuries and was transported to the hospital.
All right, so is this much to do about nothing? Something would have happened. It's a big event because it stirs up the news media, stirs up the public, brings about questions of safety and guns and how do people get this crazy and why would somebody who's a pastor be this crazy, and there are plenty of directions to go with this. Here is an unnamed female witness at the scene talking about her experiences as the events unfolded.
We were just putting our belongings on the security conveyor belt to go through, and all of a sudden it was just a scramble with people yelling and screaming and officers just coming out from every direction with guns drawn, saying shots had been fired. And so people were just like, didn't know whether to run or to duck or to hide. And so finally we got some direction, and officers said, out the door, just start running. And we start running out the door. And then there were some other officers out there that said, no, we were like one of the, I guess, the last ones out. They said, hide down here behind this wall. And so I was like 5 of us behind this wall. And then I heard two shots, or I don't know, it was like a boom, boom sound off to my left. And I didn't see anything. But then the officer said, we're going to get you out. You know, we're going to evacuate you out of this, you know, position up this ramp. And I want you to just, you know, run. And so I just picked up my shoes and we just all started running up this ramp. And the police said, well, you know, we're going to have you covered. And so there were officers on top of the ramp, too, that were watching us and yelling for us to just keep running because they said they didn't know if there was more than one shooter.
All right. So what your thoughts are important at this point. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day. Interestingly enough, I don't see a lot of commentary here on this. So, Kerry, you're in Washington. What was the news media coverage of this like as you left work yesterday and were going about your business?
You know, it's interesting to hear that reaction from that woman. I'm sure it was terrifying to be there, but I think because it ended up being such a not, you know, it just ended up being nothing. Just one guy who fired, you know, I guess one shot or something, that it really wasn't even, you know, if you didn't watch the news right when it was happening, then there really wasn't, you know, a big deal.
It wasn't breaking news at the 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock newscast?
Well, I couldn't tell you. I wasn't watching it. But, I mean, I did see things about it on Facebook, but it was, you know, you see a shooter, you read about it, and then you're like, oh, it wasn't that big of a deal. So,
well, it just underscores exactly as you're suggesting, how we've come to expect almost anything. We have no expectations, but we are not upset or we aren't crazed by some of these events, even though the news media, for example, USA Today lead story headline today. Here, by the way, is Paul Singer, who's a reporter for USA Today, on the shooter.
I believe it was a single suspect. They say that he is someone that is known to the Capitol Police. They have seen him before here. Apparently, he got to a checkpoint area towards the in the Capitol Visitor Center where he was being searched. He pulled what appeared to be a weapon, they said, and police, Capitol Police, fired upon him. As I said, they believe it's someone they knew. This was a single event. They said not a terrorist attack, only a criminal act, as they described it.
Oh, yes. There it is, the word I've been looking for the past, what, seven or eight minutes? Terrorism. A terrorist has shot up. Another reason to heighten security, hire more police, lock down everything. Nobody can talk to congressmen anymore. We're going to isolate and insulate them from the dirty, unwashed public. See if that doesn't come out in the next 24 to 48 hours. Somebody's going to say, somebody who works, some bureaucrat works at the Capitol is going to say, oh, we got to tighten security. We got to make sure none of these guys. How'd this guy get in? That's what I want to know. I think the story here is none of the above. The story is, or the question is, how'd this guy get into the Capitol building with a gun? He had been banned months ago for shouting in the Capitol building he was a prophet of God. Arrested after shouting Bible verses and yelling from the House balcony in the fall. So, well, apparently, to answer your question that you're already asking, I brought that up because I think that's what somebody's going to ask. Why not, right? He went through the weapon. I'm sorry. Well, they're metal detectors, weapon detectors. And that's what triggered all of the running around. And that's when he shot the gun and grabbed it. Bam, boom, 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 boom. So that's what brought it all. He's 66 years old. And as that was going on at the Capitol, the Obamas were hosting the Easter egg roll. But the White House was placed on lockdown. Capitol, everybody's sent out scurrying. Yeah. Okay, so do we need to know any more about this? I'll think about it in a moment. We'll decide whether we want to do more of this in depth. That's what we do in this hour. Trying to dig around in some of these things that have gone on and find out what it is that really pushes the envelope of possibilities regarding discussion. Quarter after the hour, this is Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company. Walden, New York. Drink responsibly. Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I'd give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Hello, this is America's healthcare advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so the cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
All right, it's 18 after the hour. The focus is here on this Tennessee pastor who went into the Capitol building going through the metal detector. The gun was recognized, and he pulled it out, started to shoot it up a little bit. And so there's been this big hullabaloo about it. I thought it was interesting. This morning's New York Times has it as the fourth most important story, the way they list things. The Pakistani suicide bombing is number one. The election official who apologized for the fiasco at the Arizona polls is number two. FBI unlocking the phone without Apple is three. And the shoot 'em up is number four. Here's a radio host named Rob Drew who says, well, let him describe to you what he finds interesting about this shooting.
This shooting incident came hours after a scheduled active shooter drill that happened inside the Capitol. Where have we seen that before? Saw the same thing at San Bernardino. Active shooter drills in the area, boom, active shooter. Then active shooter situation happens. Boston bombing, same thing. Where they had a drill going on that day, we had reports from a jogging coach, and also people were hearing stuff on loudspeakers, and they sent out a tweet that there was going to be a drill. And then a real event happens.
Huh. So what do you think? Big deal. Is this a coincidence or not? Are there coincidences? Are there people who think this through, or is just everything kind of from the grab butt mentality? I was going to say grab A, but you know what I mean. Nothing surprises me. Nothing surprises me anymore. So how does this tie into the discussion of guns at the GOP convention? That was the big hullabaloo yesterday with people, oh, yeah, in the Republican National Convention, some people say we've got to. And this, by the way, is, as Kara said a few minutes ago, there wasn't much in terms of the shooting. There wasn't a lot of attention paid to that. In fact, there wasn't a lot of attention at first paid to the discussion of whether or not people ought to be able to have guns. It just seemed a couple of talk show hosts grabbed a hold of it and boom, kaboom! And now everybody wants to be heard. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Who's responsible for the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. If you go to drhoffman.com, you'll find the newsletter, lots of information. The Percocet situation. Yesterday, the FDA rolled out new warning labels to help fight the rise in these prescription painkiller addictions. They say at the FDA, did I say the FBI or did I say the FDA? The FDA is who is working on this.
We sometimes refer to it as the FNDA.
The FNDA, yes, yeah. Right, exactly. They say the problems with Percocet have reached epidemic levels. Do you agree with that?
Yes and no. You know, so on the one hand, we have an epidemic of people addicted to these powerful drugs, drugs like Vicodin and yeah. Percocet and OxyContin. On the other hand, if you're in pain, it's getting harder and harder to get relief. And the tables were turned on me personally a couple of years ago when I broke my hip in a bicycle accident. It was a dumb thing. I fell down and my hip was broken. And I was in excruciating pain. I had an operation. And then I went to the pharmacy to get my prescription, and they gave me all kinds of flack. And I was in pain, I became irate, and I looked at myself and I thought, I for all the world look like a drug addict demanding drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But they put all kinds of obstacles in front of me, and they said, well, it's Sunday, you can't get your medication today because the pharmacist is not on duty, we'll have to call a doctor, the doctor's not available. And I was in terrible pain. So, you know, we got to do something to reconcile.
So what did you do? What happened? What was the outcome of that?
Ultimately, I had to travel to another pharmacy. Mm-hmm. I had to page my doctor on a Sunday to get my medication.
Right.
My doctor was actually reluctant to give me the medication. He said, well, you know, I'm not sure I should give you these because... And I said, look, doc, I will tell you if I'm addicted and seek help. But I'm in excruciating pain. I need the medication for yet another round. And ultimately, I got my medication. But, you know, perhaps if I hadn't been a physician, he would have said, sorry,
yeah.
You're out of luck, Charlie, because
yeah.
You've been on that medication for 3 weeks.
So you believe the FBI to be doing good work here?
FDA,
is this appropriate?
This
I mean, the FDA.
Yeah.
Right, the FBI.
Yeah. Look, it's a difficult issue because on the one hand, we need to control... it's ridiculous to give people medication year in, year out for pain and not address the underlying cause. Perhaps use methods like integrative methods, acupuncture,
yep.
Meditation, to get people off of drugs, because otherwise they become lifelong disability patients.
Right. All right, next, from the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, the focus on allergies, the sneezing, wheezing, burning eyes, that sort of thing, itchy skin, hives, the histamine intolerance that I have is why I was attracted to this, yet another terrific article in the Hoffman Newsletter, Intelligent Medicine, which you can sign up for at drhoffman.com. I don't know, as I read through this thing, I was trying to figure out what DAO is, okay. Because I have all the signs that you've described here.
Well, it's an interesting thing. We tend to think of allergies as something coming from the outside. You know, you're either allergic to something in the air, you know, pollen, or you're allergic perhaps to a food. But the problem may be that you're building up histamine because you don't have enough DAO. Now, what DAO is, thiamine oxidase, it's something that's produced mostly in the intestine. It breaks down your histamine. It actually helps to take histamine out of the body so it doesn't bother you. And there's some people who either genetically or acquired, they don't have enough DAO. So DAO for some people could be a magic substance that you can take by mouth before meals and will bring down your allergy.
Can you get it at a health food store?
Yes, it's available over the counter. And get it.
All right, so I should go get some of that.
You can give it a shot.
So every time I pick up a bag or anything, my arms, my chest get all red and itchy. So this looks like I'm a candidate for that. All right, sign up for the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter at drhoffman.com.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company. Well, in New York, drink responsibly.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Program. I'm Doug Steffen along with my friend Kara Schillen at 33 past the hour. And now the focus on guns continues with a different sort of a twist. This is the hullabaloo created by a few people. I don't actually even know what the root of this is. Some Second Amendment enthusiasts went public hoping to overturn a firearms ban so they could carry their guns at the Republican convention in Cleveland. Ohio is an open carry state. The stadium itself does not allow guns. It is a gun-free zone. The Secret Service said, no, 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 no. Here's Elliot Hill from The Lip Television talking about the petition to allow open carry at the convention.
An online petition to allow guns into the RNC in July in Cleveland has received more than 35,000 signatures. This is a petition that's appeared online on the website change.org. It's not clear whether this is just some elaborate troll who put this up. There's some rumors that it was a blogger called Hyper-Rationalist, or whether in fact it was the group Americans for Responsible Open Carry who have put this up. Regardless, whether it was a hoax or somebody who had a real clear initiative and a real clear agenda, 35,000 people have signed saying that they want to have the right to bear arms, open carry, at the RNC in July. Given the fact that Donald Trump has said there could well be riots if he doesn't get elected, you don't need to be a genius to see where this could go. This is what the petition says. It says, though Ohio is an open carry state which allows for the open carry of guns, the hosting venue, the Quicken Loans Arena, strictly forbids the carry of firearms on their premises. That is a direct affront to the Second Amendment and puts all attendees at risk.
Really? an affront to the Second Amendment. When somebody owns something, it may be used for public gatherings, but a private company or individual owns something, they have the right to do anything, or you'd think they have the right to do anything they want with their property. That, to me, is the issue. Although there are plenty of other things, plenty of other ways you could go down the street, as suggested by some of our listeners. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day. Here's Henry, who writes, good call by the Secret Service with the Trump supporters there and the trouble that happens with them. We don't need that kind of headline in Cleveland. Why would anybody need to carry a weapon at the RNC anyway? I think what this gentleman who we just had on from Lib TV suggested is what I remember reading. This came from one blogger, and then a couple of radio hosts got a hold of it, and that's why it went down the road that it's gone. Tony writes, a person considering bringing a firearm into a political convention is not thinking, clearly. Hospitals and sporting venues and schools have clear mandates regarding firearms on the premises. Secret Service should be the only ones there armed. It's just responsible. It is responsible. And no, there should not be guns at the GOP convention, says your host. Ray writes, as a freedom-loving individual, I think those that believe in the freedom to bring their open carry firearm to the GOP convention ought to be allowed to, so that each and every delegate has the opportunity to defend themselves. Well, let's see what happens. Here is a GOP strategist named Eric Fernstrom, who says it doesn't really make any difference how many names get on this petition. The convention venue says, no, 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 no.
Ohio is an open carry state. They have different gun laws than we have here in Massachusetts, which are much more restrictive. My understanding is that the site for the convention in Cleveland, the Quicken Loans Arena, as a venue, they forbid firearms or weapons of any kind. So I'm not quite sure, even if this petition gathers a lot of signatures, that that it would be possible to permit firearms into the site of the convention.
All right. So as I sort of underscored here, this is a talk radio phenomenon. There are a number of talk hosts who have gone off on this in the last 24 hours. It doesn't make any difference what if the petition is real, but there are many people who think the petition is a joke. And look at how much airtime, look at how much attention it's gotten. Here's a caller on a talk radio program. This is host Tony Lowry talking about the petition.
It allows the media, so if the candidate is against it, then he's against, and he's, you know, a hypocrite on the
right.
Second Amendment.
Absolutely.
If he's for it, then he's a whack job.
Right, because why would you want?
Obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So I don't think a principled conservative put forward this amendment.
I don't think so either.
Oh, it also allows Hillary and Bernie to talk about the whack job Republicans.
That's true.
So it's a lose-lose for principled conservatives and for the Second Amendment. So, you know, whoever put this forward is not our friend.
So I'm wondering out loud whether there's some connection to this or if there will be connections drawn. I'm going to bet I'll put a dollar or two or three on this. Many of you listening on stations, there are, depending on where you are, there are actually some 439 stations that carry this hour of the Good Day program, and half of them, I'm betting, have fairly conservative talk radio hosts on them. I know 180-some-odd have the Limbaugh program. So I'm wondering if somebody will put this together with the shoot 'em up at the Capitol building yesterday. You see, we've got to have guns. We've got to be able to control. Who knows who's going to try to get in there? And you know what? You can make a rational argument for that. Somebody comes to the convention. If all these people now are all whooped up and say, yep, I got a right to carry my gun, I'm going to bet you that $1, $2, or $3 that I was talking about, that somebody's going to show up. So we have two bets going. All right, Carrie, you ready? Put up your dough. This becomes the cause celeb for a number of radio programs today. That's number one. And number two, the tie-in to the shoot shoot 'em up at the Capitol building yesterday, and this is about protection. People are going to argue this is about not the right to carry arms, but protecting ourselves in the convention center, right? Welcome to the gunfight at the OK Corral, circa 1874, I believe. All right, so that's, this is a no-win situation all the way around, not even for the Republicans, just no win. 20 minutes before the hour, the Ted Cruz sex scandal. As long as we're into the GOP convention, let's pursue that information in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Jessica?
Who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things. Doctor's appointment, school plays. By the way, Dylan needs granola bars for soccer.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
I need to remind you to check your Shop Your Way account for surprise points.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, I know. They're yours to use at Sears and Kmart on anything you want. Jewelry, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points valid until March 30th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Calling all autocross enthusiasts. Here is your chance to ride with pro autocross competitors at Autocross for Kids to benefit the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer, empowering the children and families faced with pediatric cancer. Come out to the Good Guys Rod and Custom Association McGuire's Del Mar Nationals in Del Mar, California on April 1st through the 3rd. We'll see you there.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrends Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrends works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
43 and change after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. The convention, petition to bring guns to the convention has 50-some-odd thousand signatures at this point, just FYI. All right, let's see if we can figure out what really is going on with Ted Cruz, even though my suggestion is that if you vote for Cruz, you're going to lose. There are fairness items, and I'm wondering about this National Enquirer story claiming that Ted Cruz has had affairs with 5 different women. You're not going to see me pile onto this one, because I think there. See, this is what's This is the seedy side of politics. And whether Rubio started the whole business about the seediness with the size of Trump's woo-hoo and then the wives back and forth, for me, all of that stuff is rubbish. And it tells you the caliber of the people who are involved, maybe. But this is not a reason to vote or not to vote for this guy. I'm not saying that I hold with what he's done, if this is true. And it will change the mind of a lot of people. I know that. But the guy's got enough going for him in the negative direction with his voting record, with his stance, and just his demeanor, the fact that he's a Canadian, in my mind, all of that stuff. This is let's listen to a blogger named Lick Zekovic on the National Enquirer story.
According to the new issue of the National Enquirer, Ted Cruz is being investigated over rumors that he's had extramarital affairs with at least 5 different women. Whoa. Okay, National Enquirer, can we really trust it? Well, it's too soon to tell, but remember, they are the ones who broke the story about presidential candidate John Edwards back in 2008 and his extramarital affairs with a former campaign worker. That exploded. He had to drop out of the race. But now we're talking about Ted Cruz. And this actually makes for rather interesting timing, because we've seen Cruz and Trump going back and forth about each other's wives, right? Very telling of how classy this whole thing is anyways in the first place. But here's what the National Enquirer is getting at. So they're alleging that a bunch of women, a bunch of ladies, are coming out of the woodwork all of a sudden, Tiger Woods style, and basically saying, you know, yes, we had affairs with Ted Cruz.
All right, so you can imagine Cruz is denying the story. Donald Trump says he has nothing to do with the story, although he's happy to tell you they're usually right about these things. Here is Geraldo Rivera talking about these sorts of stories and their connection to reality as far as the National Enquirer is concerned.
I had a daytime talk show for 11 years. For 11 years, I worked with Mike Walker, the chief gossip columnist for the National Enquirer. I was with him when he was right on O.J. Simpson, right on Tiger Woods, right on Senator John Edwards when he was the leading candidate for the Democratic nomination in 2004, and Rail Hunter, the mistress that was exposed. I think, now Ted Cruz says that Donald Trump is a sniveling coward for going after Heidi, and that it's all lies, that he had 5 affairs and he has all these mistresses that used to work for him in various capacities in the campaign or in his Senate office. So Ted Cruz is denying it. I'm just saying that the National Enquirer is more often right than they are wrong.
All right. So this I find interesting only because of the way this happened. There's a cable radio program that's run by the Boston Herald in Beantown, and there's an interview that was aired yesterday. Reporter is Kate Baldwin. She is in the two ladies having a conversation, and Adriana Cohen from the Herald derailed things when she outed someone named Amanda Carpenter, who's on the conversation. Listen, listen to this conversation.
Adriana, are you ready for Trump to move on from this feud?
Oh, absolutely. I think we should move on. Where we should move to is the National Enquirer story that has reported that Ted Cruz has allegedly had affairs with at least 5 mistresses, including you've been named, Amanda.
I'm sorry, I don't think that's moving on at all, Adriana.
No, well, I'd like to know, you know, if we're going to call Donald Trump's character into question, I would like Ted Cruz to issue a statement whether or not the National Enquirer story is true, that he has had affairs with many women, including you were named, Amanda. Will you denounce this story, or will you confirm it?
All right, let me step in really quick. Amanda, I will give you a second to let me just be very clear. It will come as no surprise to our viewers. CNN has no reporting on what you're talking about coming from the National Enquirer. Amanda, go ahead.
I mean, what's out there is tabloid trash. If someone wants to comment on it, they can talk to my lawyer. It is categorically false. You should be ashamed for spreading this kind of smut. Donald Trump supporters should be held to account for it.
I'm not spreading smut.
I will continue to make my thoughts known about Donald Trump, and I am not backing down.
Kara? What happens when you hear, I don't know any of these women. I hear this, and what I hear is something that I actually don't want to talk about. I don't want to comment on it myself because you're going to lose. This is like carrying guns to the GOP convention. No matter what a man says about this, he's going to lose. So this should be a conversation that women have.
Yeah, well, I thought her expectation that she wants him to come out with an apology or, you know, saying I wasn't involved with this. It's not like he's going to come out and say, yes, I did have an extramarital affair with five people.
No.
That's never going to happen.
I wouldn't have thought. 51 past the hour here on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now 53 after the hour, everybody sing along.
Money bed,
money bed,
money bed.
Come on, Michelle.
Money bed.
Here it comes again.
Wait a minute.
Money bed.
Michelle's not too good in the singing department, I'm getting.
I usually am, actually. I used to sing a lot.
Really?
That just caught me off guard.
No. Wait a minute. If you're going to survive here, here's rule number one. Expect the unexpected and be ready to do almost anything at any moment. Otherwise,
okay, you
will die a slow, painful death here. All right, just so.
I got it.
Okay,
I got it.
Good. Tommy the K, who's
a welcoming speech that Doug gives to all of us.
Yeah. Welcome to Good Day. If you don't want to die, keep up. That's pretty much it. All right, so Tom is the co-host of the fabulous Money Pit Home Improvement radio program that's airing around the country these days on hundreds of radio programs every weekend. You can find out how to fix your home. He's not really too good. If you've got bad health, he can't help you.
Nah.
But if you have bad home habits, he can help you with all that. And so we'll get to that. Plus, his latest blog post. We'll get to that in a moment. There's something, though, that bothers me about. We're on this blog, are we? Kara, we're up on Blog Talk Radio now, right? Is that started yet? Do you know?
No guarantees.
Oh, really? Oh. Well, anyway, pretty soon, if we're not on it now, we'll be on it. The reason I bring it up is because that word, that four-letter word, blog. Doesn't it sound like something you'd find in the manure pit? Blog.
maybe if you're a farmer.
Yeah. It's the blog pit.
Well, listen, I did a story about the tiny home craze. Could you live in a home that's 150 to 200 square foot?
No. Nope.
Well, if you live in the city, you probably do already, right? But many people are downsizing their homes and shedding possessions to move into homes that are the size of, like, a shed.
Wait a minute. Wait, hold on a
closet.
Second. But you got to have a room. At least you have to put a bed down. How do you get a bed in 150 square feet?
They use every available square foot.
What's the size of an average hotel room? Let's put it into perspective.
Yeah, that's a good point. So let's say probably about twice that much. I don't know. Yeah,
is it really?
I know whenever I travel, I'm like, oh, I could move in here.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, what's the craze is causing us to think what?
Well, it's causing us to think about whether or not we need all the space that we have. I mean, a lot of people are shedding their possessions, and, you know, everything is online in terms of, you know, banking and that sort of thing. And they're just, you know, moving into homes that are a very, very minimal size and, you know, enjoying it.
I have.
Not going to take care of house, not going to take care of lawn.
You know what I think I'll do? You've just given me an idea. I'm going to take a picture and post it on Facebook of the dumpster that's outside my back door. I've lived in this house for 38 years, a 4,800 square foot house. I've been by myself for much of the kids have grown here, and I've, you know, had a lot of various things, but not a lot of people have been in and out. A lot of things have gone on here.
Yeah.
But I have so much stuff that has grown old, tired, useless. But, you know, if you look at this and you think about, you just piqued my interest with this, Tom, because we collect things.
Mm-hmm.
I got stuff that I haven't used for years.
Right. Well, we always say when you're doing your spring cleaning, you know, if you haven't worn something in 6 months or used something in 6 months,
I don't know about that.
But I think what's interesting about this tiny home craze is for the first time ever, a major retailer is actually selling tiny home kits.
Really?
Yeah. The 84 Lumber. They're selling kits, and you can buy three different levels. You can buy, like, just the trailer and the plans.
Yeah.
Or you could buy, you know, sort of partially assembled shell with the, you know, windows and doors and that sort of thing. Or you could buy the entire thing, soup to nuts, completely finished and decorated.
You buy the whole house?
The whole house.
And then is it like a pod?
It's on a trailer.
You know, on a trailer?
Out. Yeah. Well, it's like a mobile home. You take it out and you set it up and you're done.
So I could park in front of Roberta's house in New York and nobody pay any attention to me.
Yeah, they probably pay a lot of attention to you.
Probably give you attention. Street cleaning is in effect. Yeah.
84 Lumber. Is that the outfit is along Route 84? Isn't that where it started? Interstate 84?
Yeah. They have a website for them, 84tinyliving.com. You can see the houses.
Isn't
there.
That fascinating? 84living.com, the average house, 150 to 200 square feet. Just use your imagination for a moment. If you're living with somebody else, how do you move around?
You've got to be really close.
I really mean, like it, that.
Yeah. Talk about a great job for divorce lawyers. How do you live with somebody in that kind of space? Now, we're spoiled here. Think about it. I've just moved myself to Africa to one of the experiences I had in Nairobi a number of years ago, walking around this village where there were 200,000 people in less than a square mile, and they lived in corrugated boxes and just metal tin roofs over dirt. We live so differently here than in many other areas of the world. But that's a really good cause for food for thought, Tommy. Thank you. Think about living in 200 square feet, folks. Put your mind there. Tommy Decay, Tom Kreidler, Leslie Segretti, host of Money Pit, Home Improvement.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.